Check out this clip from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
Asking. Right.
So going off what you said, I'm going to give you a little refresher. EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. Okay? An emergency use authorization is a mechanism to facilitate the availability and use of medical countermeasures, including vaccines, during public health emergencies such as COVID-19. Under an EUA, FDA may allow the use of unapproved medical products or unapproved uses of approved medical products in an emergency to diagnose, treat, or prevent serious or life-threatening diseases or conditions when certain criteria have been met, including, this is the important part, including that there are no adequate, approved, or available alternatives. Okay, there's nothing else that you could do that you can take that can help you. You are given an emergency use authorization. Okay? Enter, we're going to get a vaccine going. Okay? Do you remember Stella Emanuel?
Stella Emanuel.
A doctor at the center of controversy over an unproven and potentially dangerous claims of an anti-malaria drug.
Yes. Is she black African?
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe it's hydrochloroquine was.
Yes.
Okay. So again, EUA. If there is anything out there that could potentially help or treat, proven or unproven, you cannot issue an EUA. She came to this, hey, I have something that may help. I've treated malaria with it. Other things work with it. Let's give it a shot. No, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. They tried to discredit her. Okay?
Right.
EUA. You have to be able to push it out there. It does need to be tested as long as there's nothing else to help it out.
So you're saying that they came up with this documentation basically saying, or just this, I don't know, policy, basically saying that for this particular time, we're going to suspend how we normally do business because we have an emergency.
Yes, but so people are coming saying, listen, we have something that may help. No.
Right.
That's crazy. Ivermectin. We all hear what's going on with Joe Rogan. Horse dewormer.
Which is a lie. Right.
Okay. Ivermectin, two peer review articles, okay? One cited 37, or reviewed by 37.
Okay.
Another reviewed by 29. Review of the emerging evidence demonstrated the efficacy of ivermectin in a prophylaxis and treatment of COVID-19. This is a peer review article, American Journal of Therapeutics. They give you the background, areas of uncertainty, data sources, therapeutic advances, conclusions. Conclusions, meta-analysis based on 18 randomized controlled treatment trials of ivermectin in COVID-19 have found large statistically significant reductions in mortality, time to clinical recovery, and time to viral clearance. Furthermore, results from numerous controlled prophylactics trials, prophylactic means prevent, prophylactic trials report significantly reduced risks in contracting COVID-19 with regular use of ivermectin. Finally, the many examples of ivermectin distribution campaigns leading to rapid population-wide decreasing in morbidity and mortality indicate that an oral agent effective in all phases of COVID-19 has been identified. So this is saying if you take it on a regular basis, you'll be almost guaranteed not to get it. It says if you take it, quicker recovery, no hospitalization, you're good to go. I'm not going to read you the second conclusion, but these are two peer-reviewed articles. The second one is journals.lww.com. It is another peer-reviewed American Journal of Therapeutics. COVID-19, a systematic review, meta-analysis, and trials of ivermectin. And it gave the same conclusion. The apparently safety and low cost suggest the ivermectin is likely to have significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic globally.
Now, listen, this is what's interesting about everything that Billy just read to you, right? Which is very fascinating, very good stuff, Billy, is that we just the other day, Joe Rogan, which is the most popular
podcaster. I listened, he was out for a few days with COVID, comes back, the first words out of his mouth were, should I sue CNN?
Because they put him on blast.
Yeah, he's taking horse dewormer. People wanted him to get not just sick, They wanted him to suffer because the entire time he was on talking about COVID was, why is nobody talking about, and listen, Steve and I share the same thought. And you've, and if you heard some of the clips, Steve has lost like 50 pounds from when he had COVID till now.
I take vitamin D on a regular basis, vitamin C on a regular basis.
He realized the benefits of being healthy. So listen to Joe Rogan for the last year or so. How come no one is talking about preventative measures as far as being healthy, exercising, taking vitamins? Why is all the preventative measures, get the vaccine, stay away from each other, stay indoors, wear a mask? Why is that the only thing? So people, when he got sick, they were actively wanting him to be in critical, almost near-death experience type pain so he can come back and say, oh man, I was right. And even though he took the ivermectin, and even though he came back in less than a day, his message didn't change. He wasn't there aha-ing in people's faces. It was, hey man, I was healthy. I still think you guys should take vitamins. I still think the healthy people are going to be okay. Listen, and they still want him to suffer.
But so there's so much there to unpack. I'm going to try to do this quickly.
Yeah.
One, ivermectin is used in animals. It is. And it's used at a higher dosage. So it's easy to conflate the issue. And here's what I want to make sure that doesn't happen. I don't want you to walk away thinking, depending on what side of the argument you're on, thinking like, well, he did take animal.
Ivermectin is prescribed for people.
No, I know it is. But I'm saying, but it also is prescribed for animals. The difference between what's prescribed for people and what's prescribed for animal is the dosage. Because, of course, animals weigh almost thousands of pounds, yeah, right, compared to human beings. You know, so therefore, they need a higher dosage. And so even if you go to the NIH, where they actually break down ivermectin and tell you about how you should use it and whatnot, Their biggest critique of it is the fact that people are taking too much of it. They're taking the wrong dosage of it. They don't say anything about the fact that it's not effective. It's just that don't take too much of it. That's why they want it to be prescribed. So going back to Joe Rogan, Billy just read you two peer reviews, which means that doctors presented the evidence, they did the research, and then other doctors came on top of it and said, okay, let us review what you've done to make sure that you did a good job on your research paper. And so two peer reviews that just came out within the last couple of months basically stated that ivermectin works, right? But yet Joe Rogan just got sick, and what does the media does not tell you, they don't give him a fair shake. They go after him and saying he's taking animal medicine. He's putting people.
Yeah, the headline says that he's taking horse dewormer.
Right, horse dewormer. He's putting people at risk. He's being, what's the word?
Callous, careless.
He's being careless. He's being careless by saying these things. So hear what I'm trying to tell you. This goes back to, please think for a second. We have peer review. Billy, we need to put this up on Instagram, post it so that they have links. Even the link from the New York Times, we'll put it up also so you can go read it for yourself. But we have doctors who are telling you, hey, this could work. This can actually help you overcome your sickness or even prevent you from getting sick. But yet the media refuses to cover that. They refuse to tell you that. In fact, they have you scared out of your mind so that you can't even listen to anything else, listen to any other viable solution. In fact, in most people's mind, there are no viable solutions. It's either vaccine or bust. It's vaccine, mask, or bust. That is unacceptable. And I mean, if we don't wake up.
This review, like I said, two articles, there's a bunch more on there. I'm going to go back and double down on one thing that I said that Steve parroted back, and I'm going to say it again. Sorry for being redundant. If the ivermectin is taken like a vitamin regimen, it's going to prevent it. These are doctors say it has a very, very strong chance of preventing you from getting it. So if the people out there are telling you we're doing our best to stop the curve, we're doing our best for safety, our best for the people, and doctors are saying this can prevent you from getting it, but they are calling it horse dewormer and mocking those who take it, regardless of your political party, shouldn't the people in power who are saying they're here to help, shouldn't they consider this?